Gemara Masechta Basra Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. When speaking again about Yonason, the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the attendant of the Avodah Zorah Pesel Micha, so the pasuk discusses how Sheva Don came to the home of Micha, and they recognized that Yonason was working by this Avodah Zorah. And the pasuk says, V'yizuru Shom, the people of Don came to that home of the Pesel Micha, V'yomerloi, and they said to Yonason, Mi aviyacha haloim, Uma ta'os b'zeh, Uma l'chapa. They couldn't believe that a grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu was in such a position. They said to him, Omeloi labim Moshe Kossus, aren't you a grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu? D'ksibbe atikruv haloim, Lava Moshe Kossus, d'ksibbe mazeh b'yot d'chob, Lava Moshe Kossus, d'ksibbe v'ata poya moini modi. And after you had such a great special grandfather, Tasa Koin Avodah Zorah, you become a Koin for Avodah Zorah. Omlam so Yonason responded, Kachm Kublani Beis Avi Abba. I learnt in my father's home, the Loilam Yaska Adam Atzmal Avodah Zorah Vayitztarach Lebriyos. A person should rather work for Avodah Zorah rather than rely on other people. And says the Gemara, he made a mistake. For who? He made a mistake assuming l'avodah zorah mamish, that a person is allowed to actually work for avodah zorah rather than to rely on people. But that's not what was meant. Ella avodah zorah, what's meant is avodah shezorah loy. He's allowed to do a job that isn't befitting to him. That even though normally, and we'll discuss this obviously, he's take a job rather than come on to people, but not to work for an Avodah Zorah. Parenthetically, from here we learn how critical it is for Magid Shir to be so clear in what he teaches his Talmidim, that they should not walk away with any misimpression. Karamale Rav Rav Kahana, as Rav indeed said to Rav Kahana, Netosh Nevilta B'Shukah, strip dead animals in the street, it was a very menial job, Ushkol Agra, and get paid, V'leitema, don't take the attitude, Gav Rabbano, I'm a great person, V'zila B'Milsa. So here we see the Gemara is teaching us how a person should do anything and everything possible to avoid relying on tzedakah. The Meiri says that the Gemara is referring to a situation where it's obvious that he's poor and he can't hide it. However, if a person could avoid living in such a situation, of course he should try to do so. The Meiri continues to say, that a person who needs to do what he needs to do to make a living. Moreover, the Mefarshim say, the Meremei Sada points out, that even though this person is taking a job which may not be of great kavod, what a person should always try to do is not become meshubed, subservient to another person. Moreover, the Birkei Yosef says, if a person is a dayan, then he maybe is not allowed to do such a job under any circumstances. Moreover, the Shalos HaTshuvos Divrei Malkiel points out that the family, a person's family, cannot say that it's embarrassing to us that you have such a position. If they're embarrassed, they should either support him, and if they're not ready to support him, then he should do what he has to do, and they can't say, we don't want you to do so. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz says, what the Gemara is really teaching us is how a person should ingrain in himself to avoid taking from other people. And therefore, the Gemara is teaching us, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, that this person should rather take this menial job, public menial job, rather than come into the position of being a taker. The Torah in Yerideya, Simen Reish Nun Hei, says, La'olam yachik adam atzmei matztaka. A person should stay away from tztaka. V'yagagal atzmei b'tzar. Should even live in tzar. Shlo yitztarach labriyas, but not rely on other people. V'kein tziva chachamim. And so did Chazal teach us. Osei Shabbat chachol, v'al tztarach labriyas. Eat simple food on Shabbos, but don't take from tztaka. Furthermore, says the Torah, if you have a very honored chacham, v'hani, and he unfortunately became poor, yasek ba'umnes, he should take a job, v'afilu ba'umnes menovelis, a menial job, v'yitztarach labrius, mutav lishayt iris novelis b'shuk, v'yoyim chacham ani golani. He continues, call me Shein Tzorach Litum Tztaka. Anyone who does not need to take Tztaka. Umarama Ha'am, and he fools people, Venoito, and he takes Tztaka even though he really need not take Tztaka. Ein Ameis Achit Tztarach Labris. He will not leave the world until he needs to come on to other people. The call me Shein Tzorach Litum, and someone who needs to take Tztaka. Veni Yochel Lichyos, and he can't survive Elm Kain. Yitel, unless I'll take tztaka, kagain zokin, he's old, or chaylo, ba yisurim, or mega statve and a neitel. Sometimes you have to take, and he's arrogant, and he refuses to take. Hareze shoifach tamim, b'chayv, b'nafshay. Ein loy b'tzara el avoynus v'chatoim, and he thinks he's suffering, and it's the right thing to suffer, he's getting an aveira. The kol, mi shetzorach litel, continues the Torah, somebody who's supposed to take, he does everything that's necessary not to have to rely on the community. He will not leave the world, says the Torah, until he'll come to a position where he will support others. Regarding him and everybody who acts like him, so Gemara clearly is teaching us how one should do whatever is possible to avoid taking tztaka when it's not necessary. In fact, the Rishonim point out that the first one that did this was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu grew up in the home of Paroi. He was the great Moshe Rabbeinu. And he ended up being a shepherd, just not to have to take on, just not to have to rely on other people. Of course, says the Rashbam, when we speak about taking a job that isn't befitting, it means that the job is not a job of covet, but chas v'sholem to do something which is asur. Never is there a heter to do something which is halachically forbidden just because you don't want to take tzedakah. There's an interesting tshuva in the Shas of Tshuvas Pesamim Rosh, discusses a situation where somebody's traveling and it's late Friday afternoon and he's in a wagon being driven by Akum. And if he's going to get out of the wagon that's going to continue on Shabbos, he doesn't have enough money to make Shabbos. He doesn't have enough money to take another wagon to get home. So he says that under such circumstances, as a chiddush, in order to avoid taking tzedakah, he could be over the shvus, the rabbanah, of remaining in the wagon, rather than taking tzedakah. The Rambam, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, says that somebody who wants to learn Torah, and the way he's going to be able to learn Torah is because he's going to take tzedakah. So the words of the Rambam, Humechalas Hashem, Umevazes HaTorah, Umechabes Me'or Hadas, V'goyim Ro La'atzmoy, V'noytel Eschaya Olam Haba Shaloi. He says, because that's not what learning Torah is all about. On the other hand, the Tashbatz says that it's the obligation of the Tzibur to support Talmid Chachamim, and it's the obligation of the Tzibur to make sure that even when Talmid Chachamim have to go to work, they should not have to do these type of menial jobs. The community has to see that Talmid Chachamim are treated right. And moreover, Drama in Yerudea, Simen Reish Mem Vav Sif Chaf Aleph, says that Talmid Chacham is allowed to get a salary. Not only is he allowed to get a salary, the opinion of the Rama is that he's supposed to get a salary, but it should be done in a salary, not that the Talmid Chacham should take presents and gifts and have to rely on people's generosity. The Tashbatz in Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Mem Zayin says we have to look at the environment that we live in. If the Talmud Chacham, by taking this type of a menial job that we're discussing, will cause that Ame'oritz will not have the proper respect for Talmud Chachamim, because unfortunately, all too often, people are judged by the position that they have, by the job that they have. So if this person will be judged, if Amayoritz will not have the proper coverage for Talmid Chachamim, when they see that Talmid Chachamim have these types of job, then that has to be taken into consideration. The Pnei Menachem has a very interesting interpretation of the words of the Gemara, of Netosh Nevelta B'Shuk, V'Shokel Agra, V'Loi Temer Gavra Rabbeinu. He says, Netosh Nevelta B'Shuk, a person should take away, Nevelta is the Gashmias, the Chumrias. A person, his entire life, should be a life of Netoil Nevelta, taking off the Chumrias, removing himself from that type of gashmias, and not take the attitude, Gavra Rabbeinu, I'm already a great individual, I've already reached great madregas. On the contrary, a person should always realize that he still has a lot to do and a lot to grow.